Lesson 9. How can your family be happy? Question 1. Why is marriage vital to family happiness? The good news comes from Jehovah, the happy God, who wants families to be happy. He originated marriage. Legal marriage is vital to family happiness because it provides a secure environment in which to raise children. Christians should respect local laws concerning the registration of marriage.
Luke 2:1 reads, "Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus for all the inhabited earth to be registered." Verses 4 and 5 read, "Of course, Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to David's city, which is called Bethlehem, because of his being a member of the house and family of David. He went to get registered with Mary, who had been given him in marriage as promised, and who was soon to give birth."
How does God view marriage? He wants it to be a permanent union between a man and a woman. Jehovah wants husbands and wives to be loyal to each other. He hates divorce, but he does allow Christians to divorce and remarry if their spouse commits adultery.
Matthew 19:3-6 reads, "And Pharisees came to him intent on testing him, and they asked, 'Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife on every sort of grounds?' In reply, he said, 'Have you not read that the one who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, "For this reason a man will leave his father and his mother and will stick to his wife, and the two will be one flesh, so that they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has yoked together, let no man put apart." Verse 9 reads, "I say to you that whoever divorces his wife, except on the grounds of sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery."
Question 2. How should a husband and a wife treat each other? Jehovah created men and women to fill complementary roles in marriage. As family head, a husband should take the lead in providing materially for his family and in teaching them about God. He should be self-sacrificing in his love for his wife. Husbands and wives should love and respect each other. Since all husbands and wives are imperfect, learning to forgive is a key to happiness in marriage.
Ephesians 4:31-32 reads, "Put away from yourselves every kind of malicious bitterness, anger, wrath, screaming, and abusive speech, as well as everything injurious, but become kind to one another, tenderly compassionate, freely forgiving one another, just as God also by Christ freely forgave you." Chapter 5:22-25 read, "Let wives be in subjection to their husbands as to the Lord, because a husband is head of his wife, just as the Christ is head of the congregation, he being a savior of this body. In fact, as the congregation is in subjection to the Christ, wives should also be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, continue loving your wives, just as the Christ also loved the congregation and gave himself up for it." Verse 33 reads, "Nevertheless, each one of you must love his wife as he does himself. On the other hand, the wife should have deep respect for her husband." 1 Peter 3:7 reads, "You husbands, in the same way, continue dwelling with them according to knowledge. Assign them honor as to a weaker vessel, the feminine one, since they are also heirs with you of the undeserved favor of life, in order for your prayers not to be hindered."
Question 3. Should you abandon an unhappy marriage? If you experience difficulties in your marriage, both of you should work at treating each other with love. God's Word does not recommend separation as a way to resolve problems that are common in marriage.
1 Corinthians 7:10 through 13 reads, "To the married people I give instructions, not I but the Lord, that a wife should not separate from her husband. But if she does separate, let her remain unmarried, or else be reconciled with her husband. And a husband should not leave his wife. But to the others I say, yes, I, not the Lord, if any brother has an unbelieving wife, and she is agreeable to staying with him, let him not leave her. And if a woman has an unbelieving husband, and he is agreeable to staying with her, let her not leave her husband."
Question 4. Children, what does God want for you? Jehovah wants you to be happy. He gives you the best advice on how to enjoy your youth. He wants you to benefit from the wisdom and experience of your parents. Jehovah also wants you to experience the joy of doing things for your Creator and His Son.
Ecclesiastes 11:9 through 12:1 reads, "Rejoice, young man, while you are young, and let your heart be glad in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart, and go where your eyes lead you. But know that the true God will bring you into judgment for all these things. So remove troublesome things from your heart, and ward off harmful things from your body. For youth and the prime of life are futility. Remember then your grand Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of distress come, and the years arrive when you will say, 'I have no pleasure in them.'" Matthew 19:13 through 15 reads, "Then young children were brought to him for him to place his hands on them and offer prayer. But the disciples reprimanded them. Jesus, however, said, 'Let the young children alone, and do not try to stop them from coming to me, for the kingdom of the heavens belongs to such ones.' And he placed his hands on them and departed from there." Chapter 21, verses 15 and 16 read, "When the chief priests and the scribes saw the marvelous things he did, and the boys who were shouting in the temple, 'Save, we pray, the Son of David,' they became indignant and said to him, 'Do you hear what these are saying?' Jesus said to them, 'Yes. Did you never read this? Out of the mouth of children and infants you have brought forth praise?"
Question 5. Parents, how can your children find happiness? You should work hard to provide food, housing, and clothing for your children. But for your children to find happiness, you also need to teach them to love God and to learn from Him. Your example in showing love for God can deeply influence your child's heart. When based on God's Word, your instruction can mold your child's thinking in a positive way.
Deuteronomy 6:4 through 7 reads, "Listen, O Israel, Jehovah our God is one Jehovah. You must love Jehovah your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. These words that I am commanding you today must be on your heart, and you must inculcate them in your sons, and speak of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk on the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up." Proverbs 22:6 reads, "Train a boy in the way he should go. Even when he grows old, he will not depart from it."
Children benefit when you encourage and commend them. They also need correction and discipline. Such training protects them from conduct that could rob them of happiness. Yet, discipline should never be harsh or cruel.
Colossians 3:21 reads, "You fathers, do not be exasperating your children, so that they do not become downhearted."
Jehovah's Witnesses publish several books that are especially written to help parents and children. These books are based on the Bible.
Psalm 19:7 reads, "The law of Jehovah is perfect, restoring strength. The reminder of Jehovah is trustworthy, making the inexperienced one wise. Verse 11 reads, "By them your servant has been warned. In keeping them, there is a large reward."